Listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday, October 1st.
Yay.
It is actually October.
Yes, that's what the first of the month means.
Actually, October. It's, you know, last week it kind of seemed like October here in the Midwest.
It did. And it's going to be like 90 this week. We're like record highs this week.
Welcome to October.
Of course.
90 here in the Midwest, but it's fantastic to be in official fall season.
Yay.
I marked the beginning of fall here in the Bates household. Yes, I made like all the fall treats in
all
one weekend.
All of the caramel or caramel.
Depends on how you spell it and how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Caramel apples this weekend. That was fun.
Delicious.
And you did something far more healthier than I did. I was home eating caramel apples, making them, but then eating them. And you were out riding about 100 miles.
I did. Riding.
That's called a century, right?
It is. Century ride.
Congratulations.
Miles. Thanks. My legs hurt.
I bet. I'm impressed you're even here.
Yeah, me too. 5,000 feet of elevation, too. That was really the kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even grasp that concept, but
that's what my mom said. It's like I can't even fathom doing that.
Well, speaking of doing great things, we have some great things to share with you today. The all-girl advantage of scouting. Our friends at American Heritage Girls, we're going to talk with them in just a little bit about what's going on with AHG these days, some of their recent events and accomplishments, and why is it valuable to have an all-girl scouting organization? So we'll talk about that. And great music event coming up right here in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's the St. Paul's concert series kicking off again.
They always do fantastic music.
They do.
And so Dr. Mark Bender here to talk about that in just a little bit as well. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at CUW.edu to learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon. Joining us by phone this morning, Patty Garibay. She's executive director and founder of American Heritage Girls. Patty, such a joy to have you with us again here on the Coffee Hour.
It is good to be with you, Andy and Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. And do you have fall weather where you are today?
Actually, we have the same as you in St. Louis. Here in Cincinnati, we've got actually some really warm weather coming. So we've left the pool open and we're ready for a dip this week.
Oh, nice.
How ironic.
That's a smart plan.
That is. Keep it open. Don't close it. Yeah.
Even though it's October in the Midwest, whatever.
When I lived in Florida and Texas,
it pays to be late.
That's right. That's right. Well, scouting has certainly been in the news this past year. Some changes in other scouting organizations. American Heritage Girls has always been an organization solely for girls. Why is it important to have faithful character development programs solely for girls and young women today, Patty?
I really believe for the girls, it is so much more comfortable, honestly, to be able to do new things, you know, stretch yourself, spread your wings, attempt new things without guys watching, honestly. I think there's just beauty in that sisterhood of saying we can encourage one another and we can grow together, and that's okay to do without worrying about what will the guys think, or, you know, is this outfit okay or whatever. But moreover, what AHG is all about is character development. And that's what any scouting organization does. And when you look at the word character development, what does that mean? Well, that means the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Well, okay, we understand the mental part, but where does the moral part come from? And that's what's beautiful about American Heritage Girls. The moral part comes from the faith traditions of the families. And families like in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, they have a very good faith tradition that is aligned with American Heritage Girls and aligned with the truths of the Bible. And that makes us different. Not only are we all girl, but we also are aligned with the faith traditions of the LCMS Church. So that is a distinctive, special part about American Heritage Girls. And we know all-girl environments do help girls really expand. I mean, there's so many studies around that, even from all-girl education. So to make the changes that I've seen through the 23 years of American Heritage Girls' existence in different scouting organizations, from morality to what is their name now? It's been an interesting journey. I'll tell you that much.
Are you talking about a sisterhood? I know with my biking friends and having all mm-hmm. women biking groups, it's definitely a different flavor, and it's a different mindset when you come together with all women. That does make it very, very special and helps us push each other a little harder. It's definitely a different thing, and it's really healthy, I think, for women to be able to come together like that. And you're talking about a faith tradition and raising faithful girls in the church. How does American Heritage Girls help raise faithful girls into faithful young women?
If you think about, let's talk about, I know Andy was talking about fall foods. Let's talk about carrot cake. It sort of reminds me of the fall. And a carrot cake doesn't just have like a carrot sitting on top of the cake. It actually is all throughout the batter, right? And that is faith in American Heritage Girls. It's throughout the program. So it makes a girl's faith very relevant. Okay, here we are. We're studying aviation. And what are we talking about? Not just about the scientific Borelli principle, but also about the fact that how the Lord has allowed us to be able to think in scientific ways, and what does that mean? So it's always being brought back to make it a holistic approach within what we do in scouting. And so for us, it's not just a carrot on the top, but it's faith throughout the program.
You know exactly how to relate to me, Patty. Thank you so much. You used a food example.
It's always food.
We've talked about scouting being in the news. Another word that we hear in the news a lot today is identity. Mm-hmm. It's an important concept, but it has certainly become a buzzword. How do you help girls learn their identity, especially their true identity as a whole person, and particularly as a Christian girl, as a Christian woman?
Well, we know that our identity is rooted in Christ, and it is the Holy Spirit that makes us different than animals that roam the earth. So the girls understand not only who they are, how God had wired them as a person, but also whose they are, that they are a daughter of the King, that who and what they are is important to building the kingdom here on earth. And so what we really like to talk to the girls about is, what are your passions? Where does that yearning in your heart go where you want to help a situation? Is it the homeless? Is it pregnancy care centers? Is it environmental? Do you want to feel like, I want the earth to be better? You know, what is that distinct passion that the Lord has put in your heart? And then how can we help you grow that passion? And that's done through a really strong service program. You know, American Heritage Girls does all the typical badges and life skills, and as you've learned earlier, our faith traditions are very important. The charter organizations, the churches that charter American Heritage Girls, infuse the faith of that church within that troop. And then also service, because what I have learned is the girl that gives of herself is the girl that really starts to understand what God has in mind, what His will is for her life. And it's been a beautiful thing over the 23 years to see girls grow in Him, and also to take on different kinds of vocations that are still serving Him.
And one ways of doing that, of serving, is the American Heritage Girls National Day of Service that happened not too long ago. Tell us about that.
Well, we do this every year to celebrate our birthday. So we're sort of countercultural, you know. Instead of receiving presents for our birthday, we actually give gifts of service away to our communities. This year, over 500,000 hours just on that day were given to community agencies and churches and all kinds of wonderful parachurch ministries to help them with their missions. And so American Heritage Girls come out on force on the third Saturday of September, which is the celebration of our birthday, and they come and they do great works, and they're blessed by it, and so are the agencies that they help.
And I have a long list of the some of the girls and some of their projects. Can you give us a few examples of what girls were able to do across the country?
Absolutely. I mean, they're in Florida, for instance, the International Coastal Cleanup Day happened, and the girls collected 100 pounds of trash from four different beaches in Florida. So that was sort of cool to think about. Wow, the girls are serving on the beaches. And in Tennessee, you know, it's a, I've got to tell you something. Girls love dogs, and I guess you probably know that already. But they have decided, this group in Tennessee, to make dog toys out of old shirts. So those pool toys are being made, as well as helping local law enforcement agencies by making Christmas cards and also bringing different treats to the, and you would like that, Andy, treats to the law enforcement agencies. And in Texas, I've been learning about, this is very cool, that there were something called a Hearts of Christ retreat that serves adults with special needs. And the girls prepared box lunches for that special event. And there are so many different pregnancy care centers. A girl actually created a portable moving, what shall I say, closet that would help contain baby items and stuff for when women in need come into this pregnancy care center. And that happened in Texas as well. There's so many things going on. I can't keep up with all of it, but they're streaming in. They tell us about their projects. They're so excited.
And that is outstanding. And we can find stories like these and others at AmericanHeritageGirls.com, correct?
That is correct. Absolutely.
Upcoming, anything coming up? We have just about a minute left. Anything coming up with American Heritage Girls?
Absolutely. You know, people have come to American Heritage Girls for over 23 years and asking questions on how do we raise godly girls. And so American Heritage Girls is now embracing that concept. And in 2019, we will be launching exciting resources for parents everywhere. Whether your daughter's in American Heritage Girls or not, come November, there will start to be populated onto our website, Parenting Helps. And also, American Heritage Girls will be producing 1 minute little blips about raising godly girls that will help parents every day think of ways to always remember to keep Christ in the center of raising their daughters. So we're excited about that initiative.
Patty Garibay, Executive Director and Founder of American Heritage Girls, thank you so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
And thank you. God bless.
God bless you too. Coming up in just a little bit, the St. Paul's music for the hymn festival here at St. Yes. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri. Outstanding. Always love talking about good music here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.